You are listening to the Trucking Nation podcast brought to you by TruckLogix.com. And I am your host, Misty Noel, and I have a great show for you yet again. So keep on listening. Let's get started. How are you, Trucking Nation? Oh, holidays are in full swing, so I hope you are prepared and ready and just already starting to get full of some Christmas joy, right? I know. Someone told me the other day, it's not Christmas until December, and I was like, I'm sorry, right after Halloween, it's just Christmas. Thanksgiving just kind of like falls in there somewhere, I guess, but it's just Christmas, full-fledged, right after Halloween for me and a lot of people I know. But if you don't think that way, or if you're just not feeling quite jolly right now, just trust me, hopefully I can make you laugh, right? Well, I have some good stuff to talk about this week, some that you're probably really super tired of hearing about, but it's one of those things you got to keep your eye on it, and I'll come to that one in a second. But and then for some health and wellness, we're going to talk about getting sick and how to get better and some of the fun stuff, because, you know, trucking's a dirty job and there's a lot of dirty things that you touch, so we're going to talk about some of that stuff. Try not to get your mind too far in the gutter when I talk about it, because I promise it's not going to be that way. But going back, let's just start off. Truck Logix, we introduced a new blog series this week called The Competitive Edge, where we're going to give you tips and just everything that you need to know and ways to gain the competitive edge on top of the competition. Because if you didn't know, the trucking industry has an insane level of competition. I mean, there are guys entering the trucking business every single day. You have new owner operators and small fleets just popping up and mom and pop stuff. I mean, they're just everywhere, and they start small and you know they grow big. And if you don't have that competitive edge, or if you're not keeping your business straight, you can quickly fall out of the running. It happens all the time. I talk to you guys every single day. I talk to guys that are like, man, I'm hanging up my keys. I can't do it anymore. And we don't want you to leave. We want you to stay in this business, especially you guys that have been around for a while, or at least have some experience. Because, I mean, somebody's got to be around and teach these new kids, you know, a thing or two. Because, do y'all pay attention to trucking news? I mean, it's just like wrecks and road rage and people getting hurt and everything going wrong. And then you find out a lot of the times they're like newer drivers. They just didn't get the training, or it's craziness. So the first, I can go on all day about horrible drivers, and I'm not the best driver in the world. And especially I do not drive a truck, but you put a bad driver in a truck, oh, you're just asking for a disaster. And that stuff, it's going on. I know a lot of you seasoned vets out there just kind of seeing this stuff all over the place, and just like, what in the world is going on with these training places? But we're going to get into that in just a second. But I want to come back to, in the first series for The Competitive Edge, I talk all about knowing your expenses. I mean, it's time you got to get up close and personal. It's time you got to get to know your expenses, because you got to know what they do and what they do for your taxes. I mean, y'all got to get close and personal. Expenses just aren't something that you swipe your card and boom, they're gone. They stick with you. You know, they probably like that bad burger you ate the other day. They're just going to stick with you. They're not going to leave. Some of the main important points, I'm not going to read through this because y'all can read. You can definitely just go to Truck Logix, check it out for yourself. It's going to be on the Facebook page. Oh yeah, little Facebook plug. Please head on over to the Trucking Nation podcast Facebook page and give it a like and stay up to date on all the stuff we do. Also like the Truck Logix Facebook page and keep in the know of all the news and our latest updates. And of course, you'll get wonderful little messages from me. And yeah, so please do that. Okay, back to the blog. First thing, you want to make sure and know your expenses. You want to know which ones are variable. You want to know which ones are fixed. and do know that pretty much all of your expenses are tax deductible. This is the biggest thing that will get truckers in trouble during tax time. I mean, it's not really in trouble, but I mean, you want your money back, right? Or you want that money. Most of your expenses, practically all of your expenses, are tax deductible. And if you're not sure which ones, then you better ask somebody. Hopefully you have a tax guy. If you don't, I bet you have a buddy that does. Or you can holler at my favorite tax people at Trucker Tax Services. You can look them up online. I have a number. It's just not in front of me. I mean, I can get that out to you if you really want it. I'll post it on the Facebook page. But I'm telling you, these guys are amazing. They do a lot of stuff over the phone for you. They'll talk to you. They'll educate you. They'll give you all the information you need to know. And, I mean, tax time's coming up, so you better give them a call today. And again, that name is Trucker Tax Services. Just a great group of guys and gals, and they'll really take care of you. But do know, okay, so going back, pretty much all of your expenses are tax deductible. So that's one reason that you have to keep up with all those receipts. Now, if something happens to those receipts, then you're kind of SOL, right? Well, with TruckLogix, you know how to plug it in there. With TruckLogix, it's not like that at all, because you can record your expenses on the road or wherever your little heart takes you. And you can take a picture of those receipts, and they're going to be saved in your account. And you can either email them off to your accountant or whoever takes care of your taxes. Maybe you're lucky enough to have an accountant wife. I run into a lot of those these days. You truckers really, really rack up on those accountant wives. I'm telling you, y'all are lucky, lucky guys. But that's what you can do. You always have like a backup copy of that receipt. So if something happens to it, if it just disappears like socks in the dryer, or if it gets messed up, or you know, so a lot of you guys, I know you like to hold on to those paper receipts, and a lot of you are really good about keeping them organized. You might do the envelope method in a shoebox. Hey, if it works for you, that's great, but it's always nice to have a backup, because you never know what could happen. I'm telling you, especially if you're a trucker, anything and everything could happen, right? So with TruckLogix, you can take a picture of the receipt on your phone, and you're always going to have that saved copy, because they don't really need a hard copy. They just need to have some type of documentation of the receipt showing, you know, how much it was, what it was for, and so that you can make sure to prove that it was actually used for your business. And in trucking, if you're a trucker, being a trucker, that's a business. So everything and anything you spend to do your business, that's going to be deductible. That kind of came out a little funny, but hopefully it made you laugh. There you go. You're a little bit more jolly, aren't you? Some other things, keeping up, you know, just not knowing your expenses isn't enough. You got to track them. And this is going to help you keep turning that profit, especially for the new year. Now, last show, I talked about profit forecasting. Because a lot of you guys, you've tracked your expenses, you know, for the whole year. So if you go back and look at, just say, the first 3 months, January, February, March, then you can break it down. Look at the expenses that you had. I mean, some could have been emergency stuff, which is unavoidable to the most part. But if they're not, see how you can make sure you don't have that expense next January. You know, for New Year's coming up quick, y'all know how time flies. So it's really good to break this stuff down, put together like an expense report of what you did for January, like of 2015, and see where you could cut back. So if you turn a profit higher than that for January next year, then you're already off on a good foot, you know? It's always, if you break it down, break out, you need to do an expense budget. And that's going to help keep you, you know, from going over and taking money out of your pocket when you don't need to. So you got to know what your limit is, or you want to know how much you spent on expenses back in January. And so now when January 2016 comes around, you don't want to go over that for one thing, and then you want to try and cut back for another. And that's going to help improve your profits. And you know, you got to make money to spend on your expenses so that you can keep in business so you can make more money. It's a really crazy vicious cycle, but that's how it's going to go. But cutting back on expenses, that is the easiest and fastest way to increase your profits, like snap your fingers, like right off the bat. That's the best way to do it, especially your variable expenses, which are those that you incur while you're on the road, while you're actually doing the business. And if you didn't know, your fixed expenses are those that you still have to pay whether your truck is moving or not. That's like insurance payments, renewals, your 2290s, your New York huts, like all that stuff. Anything you have to pay, even if when your truck's not moving, like if it's parked in the driveway, you still got to pay this stuff. So those are your fixed costs. And I go into deep detail on all the blog, and I have a whole nother blog series with more stuff on that if you want to know more. So TruckLogix isn't just a management tool. It's also a really good place for some education if you're looking for some info. And then last but not least, you know, the TruckLogix crew is here. If you would like to learn more, we'd love for you to just give us a call and we will hook you up with a 30-day free trial. You don't have to put in any credit card information, nothing like that. All you need is an email. And we would love to just chat with you and get to know how you do business, because I have learned with talking with you guys, everybody does it different. There are no two trucking companies that run their business the same way. None. And trust me, I've talked to like thousands of trucking companies at this point, and every single one does it different. So we would love to get to know how you would like to manage your business and hook you up with TruckLogix and see how we can, you know, make life a lot easier for you. And we want to, our business is to keep you in business, basically. So please give us a call at 704-234-6946, or just head over to TruckLogix.com. You'll find all of our contact info. You can speak to me. My name is Misty, if you didn't know. But we have a whole crew of wonderful, knowledgeable people that are more than happy to help you out. All right, moving on. Now I did our little talk about TruckLogix. You know, it's a great product. I'm telling you, truckers are loving it. And I'd love for you to take it out and take it for a test drive and tell me what you think. But we have some other things we need to talk about. I keep up with the news and trucking because, I mean, it's my job. But some of this stuff, I mean, trucking news, if you really know what's going on in the industry, if you're kind of familiar with it, it's like I've grown up in trucking. It's just, it's my life at this point. And keeping up with these regulations, I swear, is some of the most difficult stuff ever. But right now, it's almost like it's like Illuminati. Like they're just like keeping it all to themselves. Like things are going to happen, but we don't know what. And I just swear, it's like I'm just like Illuminati. But if you haven't realized it yet, because I know a lot of you guys, you don't really give like a two swinging bat, you know, about the ELD mandates. I mean, people are like, it's coming, it's going to happen. So some fleets have already implemented it. And a lot of places, they got huge discounts if they just did it already. So some guys were like, hey, maybe this is a marketing ploy to get people to implement ELDs when they're actually not going to mandate it. So who knows? But it's kind of a mystery at this point. We were supposed to have a ruling by the end of October. That didn't happen. So we've been waiting and waiting. And they said we were supposed to have one by the first week of November. That didn't happen. So we're still waiting to have a final ruling. I think it's stuck in the it's stuck at the White House budget analysis place. I don't know the exact name for it, but you know, everyone's been saying, especially OIDA, they've been pushing, like, there's not enough research and documentation to actually mandate the ELDs. So I think, like, all that work the FMCSA did, I'm just like, I think it got to the White House and they're kind of like, what is this? Like, who did this? Like, what is the FMCSA doing? Like, what are we paying these people for? Because, I mean, everything that gets sent from the FMCSA to the White House, it gets stuck there for a very long time. It's happened with numerous regulations and numerous things. I mean, everybody's just a little fed up with them. I mean, we all are, because everything they do, it really doesn't make sense. And it never is for the good for like smaller fleets, mid-sized fleets, large. I mean, everything they do is solely for mega fleets at this point. I'm trying not to get too political, but it really grinds my gears. Like, that is one association that I could really do without in this business. But they are pushing some other things, and one of them is they're putting together mandating for driver training. Which I'm actually kind of excited about because I can't believe we've gone this long without having some type of like required material across the board for driver training. It's a little ridiculous. So they're working on that. There's been a lot of news articles out about that, like what they're putting in there, like 30 hours required drive time. The age limit, though, that one's coming under scrutiny because the age limit and then mandating just like driver required training, this stuff is actually getting pushed through a lot faster than ELDs and speed limiters. Because, I mean, we could really do without that mess. But driver training and age limit are actually making huge waves right now through the news and through the White House budget office and everything else. I mean, some of that, I know the required training, that's going to be a big deal, and a lot of people are really excited for that one to come through. But the changing the required age to get a CDL, that one's kind of, that one's in hot water because a lot of people are against it. Some people are for it, and they're like, well, if you kind of regulate it to a point, maybe it'll be okay. Maybe if they're not like cross country, maybe if they're restricted to like three states or something. Some people were actually quite on board if they kind of could regulate them where they stay within a certain mile radius for so many miles and then maybe they can expand. I don't know how it's going to work, but they were kind of thinking of it to be like a tiered step, like up and the further, the more you drive, the more safe miles you get, the further out you get to go until you reach that 21 and then you're, you know, they just let you loose. So that stuff I'm actually really interested and excited to kind of see what's going to happen. But ELDs, speed limiters, and all that other mess I could do without. I know it's coming, and when it does, I'll let you know. If you don't know already, we'll have to chat about it because you know they're going to change it all up and make it all crazy. So that's what I have on that. But I do want to talk about, because it is the end of the year, you guys know what happens, right? I mean, you know what happens at the end of the year. Are you reading my thoughts right now? I know you are. But it's time to renew all your stuff. It's renewal season, basically, is what they call it, which is the season of you pay your money to get renewed stuff so you can drive next year. So if you need something, if there's anything, you need your New York hut, you get your DOT stuff, all those renewals, anything and everything, or if you're new to the industry and you need IFTA stickers and you need to get all your authority stuff and set, it's not that difficult. All you have to do is just call this one company called Truck Services in North America. You're going to love them. I promise you. They're our full service department connected with Truck Logix. And I mean, they handle everything. They get you set up. They can get you set up with your own authority. They have wonderful packages. They have IFTA packages to take care of all your IFTA filing. And they do everything over the phone, which is just, it's a magical, magical thing. Because if you're a trucker, you're on the road all the time. You're not always around a computer. And these guys, all you got to do is give them a call. Because, I mean, most truck stops have at least, like, fax machine, right? So before we talk about some of our health stuff and we get a little dirty, here is some more information on Truck Services in North America. And do give them a call. I'm telling you, they will take very good care of you.
It's time to renew your registrations. Timing isn't the best, but you don't have to let it stress you out when someone else can handle all the paperwork for you. Truck Services of North America are prepped and ready to take care of all your renewals for the new year so you can enjoy the holiday season and drive right into 2016 with no problems. Contact Truck Services of North America today at 803-386-0320 and get the ball rolling.
All right, guys, we are back. I love just throwing little breaks in there because I bet you get tired of hearing my lovely voice. I can't talk today, I'm telling you. You ever just have those days where you can't get a word out, you just trip over your own things? Well, a lot of people say it is cold and flu season, but basically it is just sick season. It's just, ugh. Usually in the wintertime, everybody gets a little sick at some point. And dealing with being sick on the road isn't always the easiest thing to do. So here is a couple of tips to, you know, make it a little as less painful as possible, because it's gonna, you have a high chance of getting sick on the road just because your job. I mean, trucking's a dirty job and there's a lot of things you got to touch, you know? Oh, that so did not sound right, but I didn't mean it to sound like that. Okay, let me try and fix that one. So, I mean, if you think about it in a day, just, you know, let's just stay out of the gutter for this one as much as possible. If you think about it in a day, all the different things that you touch, just think about it. When you pull up to a fuel island, you're touching the fuel nozzle. You touch door handles. I mean, multiple door handles. When you walk into a place, if you're going into a bathroom, you touch the door handles to pull a drink out. I mean, there's a lot of things that, a lot of surfaces that you touch in a day that like thousands of other people have touched as well. And most of the time, most people don't wash their hands when they leave the bathroom or put on sanitizer or just anything. A lot of you guys know, hey, it's okay. It happens, but let's just try and get some good habits going, okay? Let's start washing some hands or, you know, and so this is going to be one of your biggest first defense from getting sick. You got to keep your hands clean. I know it's not the easiest thing to do, but if you're just at a truck stop, just all the things that you touch, maybe before you get hop in your truck or carry like a thing of hand sanitizer with you, especially if you're going to the bathroom, you know, it's going to help, I promise. And that whole thing where they're like, your body needs germs. Yes, your body needs germs, but your body doesn't need that many germs, okay? You're going to get plenty of germs in your job, but you don't need to be touching all those door handles and fuel pumps and everything that everybody else has touched and pick up all their germs too. There's plenty of germs out there to keep your immune system like fighting back and you're going to be healthy. But I'm just saying, you know, that's just a great place to start. Some other things are to eat nutritious food. Try not to eat a lot of fried fast food. You know, try and get in some salads and drink plenty of water. You have to stay hydrated. If you're dehydrated, you're going to get sick a lot faster too, because your immune system's just not up to par. So you got to stay hydrated, drink juices, water. Gatorades are good to a point, but they have a lot of sodium in them. So just try not to drink them all the time, but tons of water. Eat nutritious food. Try and go on walks every now and then. You got to keep up some type of exercise, some type of movement. That's going to help as well. And a big one, try not to get really stressed out. Stress doesn't just cause your body to freak out. I mean, stress just doesn't mess with your mind. I mean, it messes with your body, basically, is what I meant to say. If you are stressed out all the time, or if you know somebody that's stressed out all the time, they're not feeling good all the time, are they? A lot of times they'll be sick or something's always wrong with them and they're always freaking out. That's why. It's like stress will actually cause just so much havoc on your body. It lowers your immune system. It makes it harder to, you know, absorb all the nutrients you need from food. I mean, stress just does a lot of horrible stuff. So try and find some ways to keep from getting stressed out. You know, count to 10 really slowly, take deep breaths, meditate. I'm telling you, you guys, if you meditate just a little bit, because I mean, you're in a truck, who's gonna know? I'm telling you, you're gonna feel so much better and it's gonna help you not get sick. I know it sounds weird, but it does. And of course, getting in some vitamin C. Another thing, make sure and have a sick kit is what I like to call it for my friends. I've done a couple of these for my truck of friends. I made some sick kits for them. I'm a really good friend. But, and in it, you want to make sure and have just anything and everything you could need for just your little quick remedies for like flus and colds and things that don't actually need to be gone to a doctor, like stuffy nose, fever, headache, body aches, things like that. I would keep anything that would make you sleepy down to a minimum. And make sure that you can tell the difference between what's going to knock you out and what's going to perk you up. You don't want to take that knockout medicine when you got to drive. So, but just have it. I'm a big fan of NyQuil, so I would always throw those in there. And of course, just some Tylenols or Advils or aspirins or whatever they like to take. And then it's really nice to get a couple of cans of those soup and hands, chicken and stars, chicken noodles, whatever, just any of those, because the chicken soup actually does help you get better, because there's stuff in the chicken. It gets very scientific. I'm not going to go into it, but it just makes you feel better. It's almost like a nice warm hug, okay? Don't judge me. It's just a nice little warm hug for you when you're sick, and it's going to make you feel better. So make sure you just have some medicine on hand or ready, either for you or for a buddy. Maybe you're out on the road and some guy's just feeling sick and he doesn't have anything. It's always a kind thing just to give him some medicine and tell him, hey, man, it's going to be better, and you go on your way, you know? So that is all I have for you today. So, you know your expenses. Keep an eye out for those new regulations and keep your hands clean. Wash your hands, and I promise you, hopefully you won't get sick this year. I mean, it's not a guarantee, but it's a great defense. So just remember that you get what you give in this world, Truckee Nation. So try to be kind and enjoy the ride. And I will talk to you next week. Bye.